All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Time now for Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the show. Brent Wallace alongside my two favorite Valentines, Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Good morning.
Bobby, did you rest up, by the way, after your big show on Tuesday?
I did. Hey, Yorkie, I know that you haven't seen this, but there's a lot of talk about me maybe branching out and being solo here from now on.
We're going to call it
pin-dicking around.
Pindick's been trending for a week now. It's fantastic.
You've been working hard at it. I appreciate it, but it was an interesting show. I have a really good photo of me sitting here by myself for 30 seconds while we were supposed to be live because our guest and Brent couldn't get the internet going well enough.
Was it just silence?
Yeah. Oh, just silence. Yeah. I'm texting Lindsay. Just like there's nothing going on.
Yeah. One man show.
It was a one man show, but I carried it well. And I went ahead and ran the interview, I guess is the best way to call it. I just crushed it.
Oh, that's good. Were you still in that seedy hotel, Wally?
No, I got back home after an 8-hour drive yesterday. Biggest snowstorm in New York in like 2 years hit the area.
Was it bad though?
It was when we left Hazlitt, which isn't that far, it seems like, from New York.
You're right across the bridge, yeah.
Yeah, they shut everything down. But by the time we got down further, like by Philadelphia, it was green grass, nothing. It looked like nothing happened. So it wasn't terrible. It was just wet and heavy. But that morning was the morning of the snowstorm. I couldn't get internet. There was no TV in the room. The cable was out.
Yeah.
So it was just a disaster.
Oh, boys.
Oh, but luckily, the show Bob didn't start for a second.
Yeah. Luckily, you had a Nerd Report to help you out. Okay.
That's fine. Let me see if I even email. I still haven't opened that email.
How was Valentine's Day, fellas? Good.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, I went down and did the 12 South experience.
12 South experience.
You know where the 12? Well, it's not a. I went down the 12 South and walked around and had a nice. We did it like during the day. I obviously had the kids at night, so walking around, and then I ran into Ryan Getzlaff and his wife down there doing the same thing, having tacos at the same place. So caught up with them. It was a nice, nice little February 14th.
Sounds like a nice little Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wally, you have a good Valentine's? No, you're
Yorkie. I just told you I drove 8 hours home, immediately started to work on the show. And then my wife says I'm sick because my son was sick when we were there. So now she's sick. So yeah, it was good. No, it's a great time. I loved every second of it.
See, it's all
about. At one point, I need some advice, guys. At one point during the drive, we just crossed the border. So now there's like an hour and 40 minutes or so to get back to Ottawa. And I'm like, I got to get this show started. Like, it's going to take me a while. So I turned to my lovely wife and said, hey, Lise, would you like to drive now? There's a pause. And she says, I can if you want.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. See? I'm like, okay, I'll just keep driving.
See, see, I take the bait and continuously say, I do want you drive. Go. I'll ask you to be upset with me later, but I'd like to get stuff done while you can while you finish the ride.
So if there's any issues with their nerd report today, it's on Lisa. Okay.
Okay. How about this? I'm sitting on a patio. You guys have all been to Fort Lauderdale. Nobody talks about hockey here. Nobody knows anything about hockey here. At Tecato, it's everyone's there for Valentine's Day. Great patio, nice music. I get into a conversation with my waiter, who knows everything about the Ottawa Senators.
No.
He's telling me, that was a great hat trick Brady Tkachuk got the other night. Man, the Senators are starting to play better.
Are you kidding?
It's crazy. Young guy down here, plays hockey a couple days a week. Guy's from here.
Okay.
Just follows the Sens. It was weird. And I'm like, wow, you know, he actually broke it down too. I'm like, we're going to have to bring you on the pod. So I think he's listening today too. James, my man, did a nice job last night.
How was the key lime pie at that place?
We went with the sticky toffee pudding last night, Bob. It was the key lime pie on Monday afternoon.
I can't do that. I can't get on board with the sticky toffee. That's amateur hour.
Yeah. That's Valentine's, though, Bob. It's my wife. She likes it. She likes it.
Okay. All right.
Well. But key lime's fantastic. If any time you're anywhere near the beach, you got to get key lime pie.
I've never had it.
Key lime pie?
No.
It's the best dessert in the world.
Yeah. No, that's impossible.
I think.
It's not impossible. Something is the best dessert in the world.
It's cheese. It doesn't work with you because your salty personality along with the tangy lime, key lime, it'd be like two worlds colliding and it just wouldn't go together.
You might be right. Oh, but I'd just like to point something out to you. You may have had a breakthrough in my palate.
What do we have?
So you guys are aware of the Longhorn Steakhouse in the U.S., the franchise?
Yeah, you just drive by those. You don't have to go in.
Well, okay. If you've ever been to where I was, you realize this is it. It's that or the Texas Roadhouse or Chili's. You pick. Oh, maybe an Applebee's.
Is that the place with the horns there?
Yeah. I didn't know there was an inside to one of those, but okay.
That's like a downgrade from the Outback.
No, it was actually pretty good. I had steak. I had a medium steak.
You had a medium steak?
Well, medium there is like probably just destroyed.
No. You can ask Lisa.
Was it a little pink?
No, it was a lot pink.
It was a lot pink?
Yeah.
And you agree?
Like blood, I'll call it like blood on the plate, if you will.
You know it's not blood, right?
I know it's not blood. I don't have the best way to describe it to you.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Can we move on?
Congratulations. I'm proud of you.
I guarantee you that Texas Chop House steak's just been sitting in salt for about a month. Just
called Longhorns. Okay. Aged. It was aged, as they call it. Okay.
That's so good.
Listen, we're just moving on into the. I got more chat stuff to talk about, and it's not between you three nonsense and us three.
We talked last night. We got some plans. We made some plans last night. This is me working overtime on vacation.
I was just with my okay. Yes, you're right. All right. This show, happily brought to you by our good friend and favorite guest of the show, Douglas Mattress. Voted or named Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. Unrivaled comfort and feel, motion isolation, sleeps cool, relieves pressure points, great value. conveniently boxed delivery, shows right up at your doorstep. Usually in 1 to 4 business days when you order it, 365 night risk-free trial. Listen, you don't like it, you just get a refund. No questions asked. Every mattress comes with a free comfort sleep bundle, two memory foam pillows with pillow protectors, one luxurious cotton sheet set, and a mattress protector. $650 value when you order your Douglas mattress now. Go to douglas.ca/CIH, if you would, please, if you're going to go check them out. That would help me out a lot. And Yorkie would be happy.
And as always, our show is brought to you by our friends at BEI. I've been doing too good at this. You got to switch me up. I'm getting bored and stale. By our friends
maybe,
at Punisher.
Maybe you work on making it better. That's why you practice.
Okay. All right. I'm just getting too fluent and too good. That's what I'm saying. Heavy civil general contractor in both the public and the private sector. Excuse me. When planning your next project, consider BEI for your aggregate supply needs. You can find them at BonisherExcavating.com or at 613-432-1120. BEI is helping to shape Ottawa Valley. They are hiring for the upcoming spring season, and be part of the team for Free Ice Friday. And as always, please slow down at construction zones.
Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. You're looking for a fun night out? You got to check these guys out. Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. It's great for the family, great for couples or corporate events. Kids 12 and under can throw with a guardian. If you're looking for the ultimate birthday party, team building event, or just having a great time with your significant other, then it's time to visit Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. It's located at 2615 Lancaster Road. It's very safe. It's lots of fun, and it requires zero practice. Just come to a Battlegrounds Axe Throwing facility and the coaches will show you the ropes and show you how to do it and hit those targets safely. You can book at battlegrounds.com.
All right, boys, let's get on track here. I wasn't going to start with it, but Yorkie's fired up. So we're going to discuss well, Ridley Gregg.
Are we going to beat this dead horse some more?
Hang on.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Wait.
I thought we could wait for the press conference that they're doing over in Toronto today. Kidding me?
So, listen. A, the suspension happened after our last show. But B, okay. Last night on Spit and Chicklets Viewcast, I believe it's called, Brady Kachuk was on. And if you haven't heard it, here is basically the clip from the show.
I was crying laughing until the cross check happened and then the wires crossed a little bit. So you know what, if you know him, and I hope a lot of people get to know him, that he's one of the best guys around, and I was asking, like, just give me your thoughts, like, kind of going through your head when that happened. He's like, to be honest with you, didn't think of it until I did it. And he's like, I blacked out from there, and then all of a sudden I knew it was coming, and I didn't expect a cross trick, but it was pretty funny at the time.
Pretty funny. Dying laughing. But I thought everybody was upset with this. Are we surprised at Brady's well, I'm not surprised at Brady's reaction. Are either one of you?
No.
No.
No, it's good. The boys are probably having a good laugh about it, and they probably want to turn the page, though. They want to get on to what's next. Like, there's always something new. I would say the outside world is making a much bigger deal than the guys inside the dressing room are. But yeah, that's probably the natural reaction. Brady would get a kick out of it. But we can get into some more of why.
I just want to discuss this at the moment because there was some discussion right after, and even Claude Giroux was a little bit like, I can see Claude and maybe Chychrun, Travis Hamonic, maybe older guys. I know Chychrun isn't that old, but he's more of the old school type. Yeah. Those guys would be like, okay, settle down here for a bit, kid. But then the younger generation, I think everybody's all in.
Yeah.
You represent the younger generation.
I do not represent the younger generation.
No, on this show, you do. Bob's on Team Claude.
No, this is the worst generation period ever, period. I don't want anything to do with
the guys now.
I knew it was time to retire when they started bringing their fucking Xboxes on the plane compared to what we went through when I started. But I do agree. I thought it was hilarious. I think it's great. I wouldn't, but at the same time, I'm like, I wouldn't want to see it or be around it. So it does not surprise me one bit that Brady agrees with him, because Brady's a little shithead himself. I love Brady, but it's something Brady would do himself. So it does not surprise me one bit that he completely agrees with it. And I think it's hilarious, but I do think he had to answer for it in his own, and whether it costs somebody five games or not, it's not up to me. But yeah, it doesn't surprise me one bit. Brady would do it himself right now again. If
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the world's just so different now. And like, mm-hmm. for example, I'm here on vacation. Like everybody just walks around and filming themselves and look, it's like a look at me society, right? It's like I saw a couple of girls down at the beach with their things, just they're not really doing anything, but they're filming themselves pretending they're doing something. Like it's so crazy the world we live in. And it's, you know, the when people talk about respect and this, like, oh, that's just showing up the other team. Well, if you go back generation to generation, like when I played, if you scored, you're always told this phrase, act like you've done it before, right? Yep. Like if you watch guys like Yzerman and guys like Gretzky, unless it was like a monumental goal or something, you would raise your hands and you'd celebrate with your teammates on the ice. Like I just remember guys didn't even go to the bench. You would just celebrate with the guys on the ice after goal. Some guys would even score. Brett Hull would just, you know, he had this thing, he just put his arms up, and then he'd get tired of putting his arms up because he scored so much.
Man, shoulders hurt.
Yes, hey, but Yorkie, hold on a sec. Hold on, I'm going to say, remember Brett Hull's line? You ever hear this one? He got to fitness testing, and yeah. They wanted to do pull-ups or something. He goes, the only time I put my hands over my head is after I score.
I have no problem believing that. And now it's unless, yeah. I haven't seen Holly in a minute, but he lives just about over there. And yeah.
So don't get me wrong. Like I have zero issue with guys now selling the game. It is what it is now. The hot stick with Ovechkin dancing over the hot stick. Guys do stuff now. But the thing is, it's like, here's the one thing people are leaving out with an empty net goal. You know, you're going to get an empty net goal, right? So it's the
well, tell that to Patrick Steffen who missed.
But think about this. You're skating up, so there's really no mystery if you're gonna put it in the net after. So after you score the empty net goal, you can't really celebrate because you're not shocked. So you gotta kinda do it before.
So okay, just stay
if
with
there's
me.
Any if I'm a criminal defense lawyer, that's the case I'm making.
1-800
think about that. This is think about that for a sec. There is no mystery. Like if I'm shooting on a goalie, like it's friggin' hard to beat a goalie in the NHL. So after you score, you're pretty happy about it. Yeah. Nowadays, you're really happy. Everybody's got their little goal dance, their little celebration, their little thing they do. Like before, if you did a little dance after a goal, someone can get beat up later because it's called showing up the other team. But now,
okay,
right? So, now you do it. It's fine.
All right, so one, we've seen Brady, by the way, and Tim Stützle score game-winning goals or whatever and celebrate in the – like, I can remember Montreal vividly. There's a great picture of the fan giving the finger down to Tim Stützle and Brady Tkachuk, right? So, but what about – like, can you play the video of Austin Matthews, Gavin, please? So
is this exhibit one?
So this is this is against Dallas. It is a game-winning goal in overtime. That's in Dallas. So is this acceptable? Like what's different from scoring into an empty net and then doing this in the other team's building? Like back in the 90s, you would probably create a brawl.
No, that wouldn't. That's number one. One's an overtime game winner where he beat the whole, where he walked somebody and scored versus an empty net goal from the red line in with a slap shot. And number two, this.
Are you not showing up the team in their building?
Not really. No, because that is literally almost every single celebration now. Not this one, but the young guys that go down the one knee and then do the boat. Like they're all stupid. Just celebrate, give a fist pump and move on. They're all dumb.
I like
no fun for Bobby.
I'm a big fan of
you know what, Yorkie though. I didn't take a beating, but a lot of people were like on me for having an opinion about something that I don't understand. I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care. So I'm just offering an opinion, but the same people that are like this, you know, have something, all of your favorite players, guys, just everybody that's watching, all of your favorite players feel the same way as I do. Like, yeah. I'm talking, I just happen to have a phone that connects me to over half the league, and they're all like, what an idiot. Like, well, everybody feels the same way, guys, just so you know. It's not just me.
My favorite player is Ridley Gregg, and he disagrees.
Well, fair enough. Yeah.
Well, I could see you do. Yeah. I could see Wally. Well, you'd be an agitator when you played, eh? Like, you'd be a salty agitator. Guys want to kill you.
No.
Yeah. I fell out of an alumni basketball game, I think.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm
so, hang on for a sec. Yorkie, I want to get to this video before you continue on some trend that we're not supposed to be chatting
okay.
about.
Okay. I'll just get a topic here.
Is you played in a game during an empty netter to seal a playoff win? I get that. But tell me how this, back in the 90s, 98, how this is respectful. Nobody's standing there.
Nobody's saying
Igor Kravchuk skates by, Wade Redden.
I played in that game.
I know. So how is this not? Why is this okay?
That was the end of the series. Oh, there's a little thing, right? Something's going on right there. I think when you know you're going to lose your series and your season's pretty well over, I'm trying to remember. I believe that's what happened. You're kind of, you know, it's done, and you're just, it's more a feeling of, it's over, and guys are just so disappointed and pissed off. It's more of that feeling. I'll tell you, with today's league, there's a lot of confusion going on because I'll give you a difference of different eras here. And back when I played, the only time there was a fight after a big hit was if you targeted the other team's best player, and that best player used to have to be a superstar. Like, everybody else on the ice was fair game. Like, if you got hit hard, you'd get back to the bench, and your D partner or one of the forwards would yell at you, and like, keep your fucking head up. And then your old team would say that to you. Now it's different, right? It's like everybody thinks that when somebody gets hit, you gotta stand up for your teammate. I stand up for my teammate. So that's changed. And then you have the thing where the guy skates by the Leafs bench. I don't know, 2 months ago, Brad Marchand, he basically mocks the entire Leaf bench. And they got just destroyed by the media because they didn't do anything about it. So there's this big thing where guys in the league nowadays think they have to do something after almost any situation. And I'm with, like, listen, it's the empty netter. There's all kinds of different opinions, but just that's the way the league is now. There's not really any fighting, meaningful fighting, but guys still think they have to fight after hits and that. It's just, it's very confusing.
That's one thing. Yeah, that's one thing that bothers me. Is after a guy gets his clock cleaned and it's a clean hit, I can't stand that. Like, there's hits that cross the line.
Yeah,
but I just every time Tim Stützle has his head down and he gets buried, it happens.
Yeah.
Brady shouldn't have to fight. I'm not saying it happened. I'm just saying this is an example of that. But that stuff bothers me. I don't know when that changed, Yorkie, but it was while I was in the league.
It just started right after, and I can remember like Rob Ray coming to Ottawa, I'll say mid-2000s, when there's just less tough guys, all the Brian McGrattans, all those guys are gone out of the league. Yeah. And because I don't know, whoever was winning Stanley Cups at the time wasn't fighting, and so everybody copycats and it switches. Yeah.
Well, Marty McSorley followed Wayne Gretzky around the league because that was basically his bodyguard. Tough guys were in the league to make sure your stars were protected.
There was like three on a team.
You don't have tough guys to protect your fourth liner that got hit because he didn't have his head down or whoever. But now it's just stupid now. It's stupid. People don't even know what they're fighting for. Oh, I'm protecting my teammate here because he had his head down. No, that's your teammate.
David Perron.
But then,
But like
David Perron goes after Artem Zub for no reason because he thinks something happened.
But we're opening up a whole can of worms here. It's like why is there fighting? Like it's ridiculous. And the fights, whatever. You got half visors on too. It's like you're punching a guy in the half visor. Before the tough guys didn't wear visors, but now everybody has to wear a visor. So it's getting silly. But I will say this, just back to the Greg thing. I still understand why that happened. And I just go back to the Maple Leafs have a, I don't know if you agree with this, Bob, but the Maple Leafs, playing for the Maple Leafs is great. You're treated like a god. You get everything you want. You're told how good you are, and the guys love it. But there is a certain arrogance about that, and the rest of the league hates them. So when they come into your rink, and like they do in Ottawa, and they've got it 80% foot, it's just friggin' annoying. And certain guys are wired differently, and I agree with that. A guy like Greg is just, you know what? Screw you. Slap shot back in the net. Just a little exclamation point. Don't come into my rink and try and take it over and be done with it. But anyhow, this will pass in another couple days. And I guarantee you next year, nothing's even going to happen. Guys will have
forgotten. I hope it passes today. This is it. it's got to pass today, Yorkie.
No, because now what if the appeal, what if the suspension gets reduced?
It's not.
How many guys have won an appeal the last little while, by the way?
I was just going to ask if anybody has. Yeah, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there has been, but I can't remember off the top of my head who it is. But it's not. I don't expect it to be because it's only a Gary Bettman decision. It's not a third party.
So Gary has nothing to do with the original suspension, obviously, right? So he's the guy that's going to come in and appeals are more about the financial aspect, Yorkie, than the games.
A lot of money.
Even if it's a day's worth of pay, like guys don't give a shit about Morgan doesn't care about missing five games
he's in an 82 game schedule.
Yeah, he's like, no, this is nice. I just had a break. Now I'm having another one. I'm gonna get healthy, get ready for the stretch.
I don't know. They're pretty close to the line, though, aren't they?
Yeah,
they can be caught.
Oh, they can be caught, but
they're not playing great hockey.
They're not very good.
No. They're not a good hockey team. They're the second best team in Ontario. Move on.
You already know that Gavin has clipped that and it will be on all over social media.
Let's talk about anything else.
Just to put a bow on this. I love Randy Gregg as a player. Like this guy is just to be clear here. I love this guy as a player. He's going to be a big time player for this Senators organization for a long time. Like he's exactly the type of guy they need. Like I love what he does.
Well, I stand corrected because I used to think the first statue they were going to build in Ottawa is Daniel Alfredson. It might be Ridley Gregg.
Now it's the slap shot into the empty net.
Yes, I would take a picture of that thing all day long. Absolutely.
Hey Bob, question for you. This I know. It's I was going to ask one more thing on the goal scoring whole thing of celebrate. Did you ever? How many guys do you know that really go into other teams' rinks and like? Because the Leafs are different, right? Because their fans travel with them, like in the other team's barn, go to the fans and just kind of like I don't know, like the way some of the guys in the Leafs celebrate goals after other teams rank. It's so different because no other team has that advantage.
Very true. I can't say one. I don't think I've ever played with anybody that would know. The closest I was trying to think would be Corey Perry, but he wouldn't do that. So I never played with anybody like that. Yeah, maybe Clark MacArthur when he won the series in Boston, and that unbelievable picture he's going over to the guy, and the guy there's just a bunch of people giving him the middle finger, and I'm like, this is incredible.
Oh man, it's so different. Like just for example, like I remember playing in games and in the third period, if we were winning, let's say we were winning 3-2 and all of a sudden we made it 5-2 and it was getting late in the game, guys were like, all right, boys, take it easy here.
Yeah.
Don't need another goal here because there's going to be some fights. And sure enough, we were in Washington, went to 6-2 and all of a sudden there's a 5-on-5 brawl. You got Hunter, Tenorti, Brendan Witt, Berube was on that team, just jumped all five of our guys on the ice. because we showed them up on the scoreboard.
See? And we worked it. I missed those days. I'd have been on the bench stirring the pot. It would have been great, but
yeah. Yeah. Reminds me of Nazem Kadri when the whole Phil Kessel, John Scott thing, and Nazem's like, Loops had to hold me back or I was going to go get it. I'm like, you're not going after John Scott.
Wait a second. Call me a lot of things. Down. Don't call me that. Yeah. I would have been out there in the mix a little bit.
You'd be like, just don't hurt my hands.
Yeah. But hang on, let me put the armor on.
But that's that's the point I'm trying to make. It now it's like, what is acceptable? How you score another team's building, you can show them up and celebrate, but you're not allowed to shoot the puck hard in the net. Like there's just so many gray areas in hockey about, because I truly believe today's players don't even know what it means, because the league is just so, and don't get me wrong,
I like the league, it's not
like you said, it's not.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what this damn code is.
I'm trying to move on. The last thing I heard last night, and I believe it's Luke Gadzik, though. This is a first for me. He's like, I think the stick got too high in his backswing.
What?
I'm like, okay. Are we at this point now?
That's another guy.
So Ridly Greig brought his stick back too far. Right. So. Okay. And Yorkie, you said you're going to put a bow on this 5 minutes ago, and then you continue to
listen,
talk.
So
you're out of the running for Employee of the Month now.
It's really tough for guys that came into the league, like in whenever he came into the league, to talk about what it was used to like, and now it's like, it's just, anyways, let's move on.
Anything else?
Well, on the heels of Brady Tkachuk defending his teammate, you could see the captaincy, I thought, in Brady in that clip where he said, I just went to him and I asked him what he was thinking on that play. So you know they had a discussion about it. My point is, I feel like Brady Tkachuk has brought his game to the next level, and I'll show you in today's Hot or Cold Performer brought to you by DoorDash. Get everything you need, even at the last minute. Just simply open the DoorDash app, download, use Double Dash on DoorDash. You can order from multiple restaurants, even in the same delivery without additional delivery fees, so everyone can get what they want or need. For a limited time, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code NATION25. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, zero delivery fees on your first order. When you download the DoorDash app in the App Store, enter code NATION25. Offered and valid in Canada, subject to change, terms apply. Maybe they could give us the Super Bowl commercial, air that. Here it is. So Brady Tkachuk under Jacques Martin. He's first in goals with 11. He's tied for third in assists, but that's one back of the leaders. Points, he's first, 23. Shots, 94. And his ice time's down about a minute, I think, overall. And he's already got a team-leading 5 3-point games this season. He just comes to play, I think, every night. And I know we talk a lot about him, and he had the hat trick in the last game. But he's just a consistently strong performer. I know we all say, oh, he's had games here and there. I just think overall, when you look at the season, he's been consistent.
Yeah, I'm just like his career. He's just a consistent player. He shows up. You know what you're getting with Brady every night, which is why he wears the C. You're getting an honest effort every single night. He doesn't have any other way to turn that off, which obviously he's the emotional pulse of the team.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So what I'm trying to say is we dump on him, but overall, like, yes, he has bad games, but overall, he just plays a strong, consistent game.
Yeah, yeah, he's a phenomenal player. I don't think we dump on him. I think we sometimes have to go ahead and say, hey, you need to pick your spots better. And then when he's Brady doesn't have the luxury, and like, I can relate because he's a bigger guy that skating isn't his strong suit, even though he gets to where he's got to be. When Brady's off, it looks like he's really off because of the skating style.
Yes.
So when he does have the 1-10, we'll call it, game, it gets amplified a little bit because of the style that he plays. And look, there's going to be nights where Brady's like, I'm exhausted. I am the emotional pulse of this team all the time. And there's just going to be nights that shows up. But for the most part, and 9 out of 10 times, Brady's coming ready to play and he's ready to go and consistently find ways to put points up. He's just he's a rare breed now, isn't he, Yorkie? There's not many like that anymore.
I'll have a note for Monday's show to explain how rare that is.
I don't know. I don't think there's a better, like, real power forward in the game right now.
There isn't.
Like, you look at Tom Wilson.
Evander Kane?
I find Brady doesn't get enough credit for? His ability to pass the puck in tight spaces. He makes some really nice plays around the net. I like Evander Kane as a player, but I find he's a guy that always shoots off the rush. He shoots everything, and it's a shoot, which is great, and he's power and he's tough, but I think Brady's got more skill than Evander Kane does. And I don't think there's anybody better around that front of the net of screening, taking up space, taking away the goalie's eyes, and just those hands. Like, he's just like his dad. I always say this. His dad was so good around the front of the net. He was like a big Clydesdale. He couldn't move him. He could not move him. His ass was so big. Not a chance he could move a big wall out from front of the net. But Brady's the same thing. So, yeah, let's do this for a future show. Get a list of guys who we think are the prototypical power forwards in the league. I'd be hard-pressed to find somebody better than Brady with that size, stature, toughness, skill.
I don't think you could even.
Is Mark Stone?
No.
I don't think it was Stoner's, the physical type, but the strong Stoner's, power forward type.
No.
Stoner is a cerebral, smart guy that's just a glue. He's a glue guy with lots of skill and just leadership. Brady's, that's a bad comparison.
It's Jamie Benn, Nathan McKinnon. Those are names that come up in the chat.
Nathan McKinnon's
just not the same player, though.
Yeah.
No.
Jamie Benn to a degree, but
If you had to pick one guy today to put in your team, would you pick Jamie or Brady? And I don't want you to be biased in your opinion.
Jamie Benn?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. It's not even close for me.
No.
It's Brady all, but Jamie's on the – Jamie was a hell of a player, but he's at the back nine of his career now. Like, it's not even close now.
Yeah, not even – it never was close for me. Between the two of them.
Yeah.
He was a scoring champion.
Yeah, that was the year that 85 won it. And I certainly understand that. I get what you're saying, but
he's Brady's going to be in, like,
Brady's going to be, I'm not saying anything bad about Jamie Benn. I'm just, when you're looking at the two players, it's not even close for me. I'm taking Brady all day.
Yeah. There's a couple years when I really liked Jamie Benn's game.
Oh, there were the years I had to play against him when I was in Anaheim. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was good. He was really good. And he has that snarly face, like that angry, miserable face on the ice. Like, this guy's pissed. He's always looked pissed off.
Yeah. Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah, he's more like Radish. He's got the, right?
Yeah.
He'd be closer to like the style that Ridly Gregg plays. Like, Ridly Gregg is an inspiring young Matthew Tkachuk. That's what he's aspiring to be. If he can one day play that type of game, that's a guy.
Be a hell of a game since he finished it in a Hart Trophy finalist.
Yeah, like, that's what you want to be. Like, you want to pick out a player. This is a guy I want to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ridly Gregg should be watching Matthew Tkachuk. That's the guy I'm going to model my game after.
Oh, he's better. I think Ridley's a better skater though. He's more explosive.
Okay. Yeah. Just quickly, by the way, former Ottawa Senator and former Director of Player Personnel Jarmo Kekäläinen, no longer the GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
When did that happen?
This about 20 minutes. Well, I don't know, okay. 20 minutes ago.
Well, Uncle, it's about time.
Yes. My God. Yes. Like I think before Johnny Gaudreau, he should have probably been gone.
Say yes. Uncle. Say Uncle. Yeah.
Uncle.
I don't know what that, like, I don't.
The poor Columbus fans, eh?
Oh, what, man, I will say this. I absolutely loved going to play in Columbus. Loved it. That city, I don't know why that city has a bad rep. I know place. That Meth used to say it all the time. He loved it there.
Yep.
Players that play there love it. They just, nobody gives it the time of day. And number one, they're terrible. I get it. And they're not going to be good for a very long period of time outside of Fantilli. I don't know what you have coming, but a lot of first round high picks over the next 10 years. So
they have those Russians that all, there's four Russians on that team that seem to be playing well at the moment, but
yeah, I don't but know. But anyway, he was the first, like they hired him because he was a Finn. He had no, there was no other reason to hire him. Right. He had no,
why did they, what does Finn resume have to do it?
Yeah.
Who, Kekäläinen?
What was his resume?
Well, he came, like, he helped draft, bring in players like Marian Hossa and Martin Havlat, Ray Emery, while he was director of player personnel for Ottawa. He was good in Ottawa. Then assistant GM and director of amateur scouting in St. Louis. Players like Petrangelo, David Perron, David Backes, TJ Oshie.
So he drafted. He was a draft. He was a draft guy. He was a scout.
Yes.
And
yes.
Player.
There, and we all know that good scouts don't necessarily good scouts don't necessarily turn into good GMs. I think we can safely say.
Oh, wow.
Now your shot's fired.
Oh, I wasn't
not firing.
Oh, I didn't even
very
think
subtle
of that.
Very yeah. subtle.
Well done.
Very
but
subtle.
No, but
well done.
To your point, it's correct. I remember when they made the move, everybody was like the first Finnish GM and
right.
yada, yada. That's why I said that. But just an absolute gong show since he's been there in that position.
Yeah, too many big missteps. Like, I don't think Johnny Gaudreau was a good fit there. Mike Babcock didn't make sense. There's a few decisions that just didn't seem to make a lot of sense.
It's if you make big decisions like they did there, you decide you're going to bring a superstar in like a Gaudreau or a Laine, like, you're now married to those guys and your future depends on the performance of those players. And if they don't play well, you are cooked. That's pretty well. Yep. It's like, why is Colorado so good? Well, they drafted Nate McKinnon, and that guy's a star. Just look around.
Gabe Landeskog, Kale McCarr. Yeah,
not only did those guys not play well, Yorkie, they're horrendous, and they have 7 years left. Like, yeah. There's 6 and 7 years left.
Massive deals.
That they're in a lot of trouble there for a period of time. For me,
that's
anyway.
I like
Cologne. I always loved going there. That little, what was the name of that Italian place? Martini, that was connected to the hotel we stayed in.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one of the best pasta meals ever. Germantown, great little Lindy's Steakhouse was another one that Meth and I used to go to all the time. Mm-hmm. And Craig, I always liked it. Shitty hotel, but that, other than that, it was just, I loved it. You could walk the rink.
Yeah, I always thought they're going to be, because when they first came into the league, that place was rocking. Like, it was loud. I was playing in Nashville at the time, and this place was fantastic. I'm like, wow, when these guys get good, this is going to be a great place to play and so loud. And all of a sudden, they've just never got good.
Never got better.
They showed signs, like a couple little times. They're like, okay, here they come. They're getting better. And all of a sudden, they're not getting any better.
Yeah, they made the playoffs the 1 year because Steve Mason came into the league and went on a tear.
He was good. Hey, remember that?
Yeah, he was good.
By the
for
way,
1 year.
Speaking of the Columbus game, how does to a non-hockey person, I guess, how does Boone Jenner not get some kind of penalty on Ridley Gregg for the?
I watched that. It was really a bang bang play, and my thought was that maybe the refs were both looking up ice on the play and missed the collision.
But it's a penalty, is it not?
Yeah, it's a clip. for sure.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, I honestly, when I watched the video from one angle, and you can see that the one ref isn't paying it. He's watching the puck go up the ice or just after. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't know what the other one was doing, but yeah, they missed one there for sure.
Okay, that's what I wanted to check. All right.
How easy of a lock was that game? I think we all took Ottawa in that game.
Yeah.
Right? Funny you bring that up, Yorkie, because we're getting to that now with Anaheim. And does that change? So before we do, our Wendy's Did You Know for today will help lead us into this game. By the way, Wendy's, download Wendy's in the Daily Faceoff Survivor app. Go to dailyfaceoff.com and you can check it out. Sorry, I lost my sheet here. One sec. Wendy's letting you win real food with your fantasy teams this year and Daily Faceoff, Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool on dailyfaceoff.com. For those of you who smoke the competition, Wendy's is rewarding you with weekly prizes that will have you winning despite your lack of team building skills. Download the Wendy's app and score yourself 150 bonus reward points on your first order and grab a sweet victory from the mouthwatering jaws of defeat along with some fresh, never frozen Canadian beef. Sign up to play Daily Faceoff to win weekly prizes like the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's and the Wendy's app. Rack up those reward points and grab some free grub, as they say. Okay, so in today's Did You Know, Ottawa looking to win five straight games for the first time since end of February, early March last season. Over the last nine seasons, the Sens have had 12 four-game winning streaks, but only two of them have been five games or longer. The last one was during Bobby Ryan's run in 2017, but you were not in the lineup. You were out with a broken hand.
Was that the one in... it was towards the end of the year.
They all seem to be in February, March, but it was early, I think February 2nd on, and you missed 10 or 11 games, the broken finger, I want to say.
That sounds about, well, I could have told you what body part it was.
Well, you had two back-to-back seasons, like 2017, 2018, almost the exact same time for the, I think 11 and 10 games each. It seemed very weird or ironic or whatever that you were out at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, my point is, winning five straight is hard. So when we get to lock of the day, do we think that Ottawa can roll to five straight? And I know it's the lowly Anaheim Ducks, and I know they just lost 5-0 to Montreal. So now what, gentlemen?
Are you asking for the lock of the day at this moment?
Yeah, sure. You can do that if you want.
For me, it's not a question, Ottawa. And it's not because they're playing the Ducks, because I told you guys two episodes ago, I'm a believer. They're going to play themselves right in the 10th overall pick. and I'm going to gamble on the Suns a lot down the stretch here, but love the hockey they're playing right now. So I don't care who the opponent was. I would have picked them. Oh, I shouldn't say I'm taking the Ducks against the Ducks. I'm taking the Suns. We'll go from there.
Yorkie,
Wally, you want me to go?
Yeah,
it's tough not to pick against a team that is basically, they already hit rock bottom. Now their minds are free. There's no pressure. They figured out that making good decisions with the puck at the blue lines is going to help your chances of winning. They're not turning it over as much, and they're doing well and their special teams haven't been that good. Just playing really good 5-on-5 hockey. And most importantly, guys, let's be honest here, especially Corpusalo, he's really picked up his game. Like, he is now, it's funny, when the pressure's off, you start playing better, and now he's playing better. But whatever. All he can do is continue to do what he's doing. Hopefully this is the real Corpusalo, and he continues this on the next year, and Ottawa gets the goalie they thought they were getting when they signed him. So, the Ducks aren't a very good team. I think the only way the Ducks have a chance of winning this is if they get a bunch of power play goals. Otherwise, I think Ottawa is a much better team 5-on-5. I'm taking Ottawa.
Do you think, although you guys have been on teams that have struggled and gotten pumped the night before, to turn things around the next game? Like, they lost 5-0 before that. I think they lost 5-3. Do you get tired of losing, if you will?
You do, but that's what they're designed to do this year. They're bad. That's a bad hockey club, and that's what Pat Verbeek's got. That's what he's doing in his first couple of years is identifying what his team looks like, and they look like they're a team that has to draft very high for a little bit. They got a great defensive stable from, I believe, with guys coming in and guys that have played in the World Juniors the last couple of years. So like they're going to be good in a minute, but he's got some assessing to do, and that's a bad hockey club. I watch them because I played there, so I see them from time to time. Like, they're going to get rid of Zegras. Like, imagine that. Like, remember when this kid came to the league? And they're going to trade him because he is not Pat Pervik style player.
I can't stand how he plays.
He's awful. He's phenomenal, but he's awful to watch play hockey. Like, and then all of a sudden he does something, and you go, that guy's ridiculous. The skill level's through the roof, but yeah, he's gonna get a wake up call wherever he goes, I think.
Imagine him cruising into Philly playing for Torts.
Ooh, I couldn't. I keep hearing him in Montreal.
Oh, that'd be the
that
worst.
Doesn't make sense to me.
That would be the worst move the Montreal Canadiens could make.
Cam Fowler is leading the league in minus 30. Oh, I got to text the Kraft.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I was like, this can't be right.
I got to get in touch with my boy there. He's got to get out of there. But
to your point,
a hell of a player. He's played at 18.
He's really good.
I know that the Sens wanted him for a while.
Really?
Ryan Murray. Yeah.
He's so good.
Funny, eh? A couple of things. It's funny. Nobody knows anything about the players in the Ducks. People in Ottawa know Mason McTavish because he's a local kid, really, really talented young kid. Played with my son in Peterborough. Really, really, man, that kid's a good player. But
yeah,
to Bob's point, the Ducks, if you want to build your team to eventually win the Stanley Cup, the recipe is you need to be really bad for more than a couple of years and just get those. Well, look at how did Pittsburgh get good? They're really bad. How did Chicago win those cups? Well, they sucked for a long time. And then you get that lucky year when you get that franchise player, right? And that's the recipe to win in this league. You gotta stink for a long time and then eventually you'll get better. So the Ducks are doing it right.
Yep.
They are bad.
Yep. So there's our locks.
My only concern is the trap game.
No. No, this team's rolling right now. There's no such thing today.
So I know they're rolling.
Take the Ducks then.
Well, I don't want because the team's winning. They look good. But the issue is at some point you lose a game. Do they win five in a row for the third time in 9 years?
Yeah, they do.
Apply that duck trap. Just sit back, five across the blue line. Don't forecheck. wait for a bounce. Wait for a flipper out to the neutral zone. Maybe you get a breakaway, bounce over the D stick, and you win 1-0. Yeah, I don't know.
The Ducks have only won 9 regular season games in the last 37 doesn't mean they're not a good hockey team.
Exactly what that means.
Come on, Ottawa's in 15th place. It's not like they're world beaters. You can take the Ducks.
I know. I see what you're doing, Yorkie. Okay, I'm going to take Anaheim.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because I just want to see if I can close the gap here a little. This is purely a mathematical play.
There's something about the Ducks you like, though. There's something about the way they play.
Oh, I'm a huge Mason McTavish fan, but that's all I see.
Yeah. Hey, well, there's a storyline. He could have himself a night.
He's fantastic. Like he's one of my favorite players to watch because he's old school.
Yeah.
He could be a heavy power forward. He's got tons of talent.
He's a good player. Yeah.
I will take Anaheim only because. You can't keep picking the Sens every game for all of us. It just doesn't make it as much fun. and if we're going to have a salty Wally t-shirt line, I got to live up to it.
True.
We got salty Wally. We got Bob's new t-shirt that's now in production.
My t-shirt?
Yeah, it was the word that was trending.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I can't wait. That's going to be our number one seller.
I don't know that we're putting Pindick on a t-shirt.
Oh my god, just put
if you don't, you know what you are. Sell it. Sell it.
Just get a picture of a pin and then put Dick Tracy's head beside it and it'll be Pin Dick.
There you go.
it'll be like an old, and it'll be vintage too, because none of these new kids know who Dick Tracy is. Like, who's this guy? Well, cool shirt. I got to get it. It's great merch.
Just put a pin and then a Richard. Pin Richard.
Yes. We might be able to do DIC. PINDIC. It shortens it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in charge of morale. So you guys, you're in charge of t-shirts. We all have our jobs.
Okay. Do we have time to talk on Tim Stützle?
Yeah, 8 minutes.
Okay.
I got a massive pickleball dust up at 10:15.
Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you from. Do you wear like a banana type shirt? Like, what do you?
I thought you were going to say a banana hammock. No, I don't wear one.
No. No, I there was never a thought of me thinking of what you wear as a swimsuit. No.
You wear tennis stuff. It's the same thing. It's just way. It's pickleball.
Okay.
It's workout clothes.
Yeah.
Yorkie, stay focused today. Okay.
Let's go. Come on. 6 minutes.
So, seven. Tim Stützle doesn't seem to, like he seems to be struggling. I think that's, I'm going to get your true opinion on how things have looked. But with this is basically with the the coaching change before and after. His shots are way down for me. His ice time's down 2 minutes. So that obviously plays a factor. Points per game from 1.12 down to 0.78. But he doesn't look the same. I want you guys to tell me what you're seeing in his game. And should there be cause for concern, or is it just he'll figure it out? So at this point last year, he already had 24 goals after 50 games. I forget what it was, but 24 and close to 40-some points after 50 games.
I'm going to let Yorkie roll first.
So I just think with Timmy, he's the way he plays is he's kind of like a, how do I put this? It's a big adjustment of all this, being able to do whatever you wanted to now having to play where coaches makes it. Because I know how Jacques does video. When you do video with Jacques, he does not want you turning the puck over at the blue line. It's all about making high quality, high percentage plays. And that's, we've talked about this before. If you want to win in the NHL, you got to manage the puck. And everybody talked about the Ottawa Senators, that they needed structure. And, I'll always say this. If you ask people what structure means, you're going to get 100 different answers from different people. The biggest thing Jacques is trying to do with this group is make them make decisions, teach them to make better decisions with the puck at the critical areas in the ice, which is your blue line, the other team's blue line, and manage the clock, knowing when to choose things. And just that's what it is. It's teaching guys. So with Timmy, it's going to be an ongoing battle because he likes to play east-west a lot.
Yeah.
And to have success in the NHL, you got to play north-south. You got to get the puck moving up the ice and continually beyond teams. So it's going to be a happy medium. Timmy's going to have to buy in, and he's going to continue to be up and down. And that's what it is. Like anytime you put up the amount of points he did so quickly in the league.
Yeah.
We said this at the beginning of the year when we predicted what he was going to do point wise. I remember we had this conversation because we were like, is he going to get 40? I'm like, not a chance. The entire league now is aware of what he can do as a player. Teams now game plan for him.
Yeah.
Playing Ottawa tonight, get on Stützle, be hard on him. He's going to see the other team's first pairing D, where it wasn't like that before. So now they will force him to making more mistakes. And how do you stop that? Make better decisions with the puck. Yep. So I think he'll have ups and downs. And don't forget, I keep saying this, the kid is born in 2002. I have kids that are 2000 or 2001. And so I'm watching this younger guy out there. He is a kid. He doesn't have his man strength yet. That comes when you're like 25, 26. That's why he falls down sometimes out there, because he's not as strong as he's going to be. So I just think it's a process, to steal one of Jacques' words. It's a process. And he still has to figure some things out in his game of when to try things, when not to try things. And that's just where he's at. I think with his skill level, he will figure it out because he's that good. Like I said, there's going to be ups and downs.
I agree with a lot of what you said. What I do wonder about is if he's at a crossroads right now where it could go one of two ways, because things aren't going well. And I don't know that he's bought it. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I think he's bought in, but he's not comfortable with the buy-in. Because, again, here's a player that's had 3 years of whatever you want, Timmy, because that's the only way that they could be in games.
And now
he's into a system now where other players are having some success, and he's saying, okay, well, this is different because of the fact that if I have to buy into that, it's not necessarily my style. I don't know what the team's going to look like a year from now, let's just say at the start of next year, because you don't know who's coming in and what they're going to do, how similar it will be to what Jock's preaching, or if there's a better combination for Timmy, but he's not Jock style player. It doesn't seem anyway. And I think he's struggling with, I think he's struggling with confidence, because right when that happened, when Jock came in and took over, he and Brady, they hadn't hit their rock bottom yet, right? Like him and Brady had this 8-9 games, I think it was, Wally,
yeah,
where they were horrendous. Mm-hmm. And Brady figured it out, but Brady's a little older and Brady's been through a little more. So Tim's just he's gonna figure it out. He's too skilled. But I think Tim also has to look in the mirror and say, am I the type of player that can have 75 points and play a system and make the playoffs? Or do I want to be a 95 point player and just not be and be a minus 10 and not make the playoffs? So that, again, born in 2002, he's probably having this internal dialogue every single day right now. And it's just going to take a minute, but he'll figure it out and we'll understand what decision he makes by his play on the ice.
Look at when Vegas won the cup. Mm-hmm. When Vegas won the cup, that was an extremely tough team to play against. Nobody on that team had big offensive numbers. Look at how Seattle plays they keep coming at you in waves and waves and waves and waves. The thing with the league now is everybody can skate. Everybody can move. All your D are mobile. Guys are extremely skilled. So the margin for error when you're on the ice, pretty well any line could take advantage of a turnover now in the league. Like, it's just guys are that fast, that good. Like, yeah, there's Connor McDavid, they're Nathan McKinnon's of the world, but those guys, they're different. They're different beasts. They both play really, really hard. So, like, if I was Timmy, I said this about Ridly Greig trying to inspire to play like Matthew Tkachuk. A guy like Timmy Stützle should watch a guy like Nathan McKinnon, see how hard he plays, see how hard he competes, how he battles for every inch of space out there. And Timmy does that a lot offensively. Got to do that at all ends of the ice. And that's the thing, like, to Bob's point, like, people are like, why isn't he scoring all the time? Well, to play the style of hockey that Jock wants these guys to play, you're not always going to score. And he said that when he came in. He's like, he mentioned Steve Yzerman. Steve Yzerman went from 150 points down in the 80s or whatever he was getting. And then Detroit started winning. When you don't cheat, you don't get – when you cheat, you get more points. And when you play the right way, you don't get those cheating points you get that help you. You get your extra cookie in a 5-3 loss instead of you're the team winning 5-3 or 2-1 or whatever the score is.
Exactly.
Quickly before we go, the Sens have recalled Max Gannett on an emergency recall basis from Belleville. So they will not go with just 5D like they did in the Columbus game. They will ice 6D as Max Gannett will be in, it looks like, the lineup since he's being recalled. So that's good news. The bad news is still no Zuber Sanderson in the lineup. But Sanderson did talk. He is skating. There's a chance he might play in Chicago. So hopefully we'll see that happen.
Yeah, I'd like to see them. I'd like to see them not rush him back for an Anaheim game. Hold the fort down and make, I don't know what's wrong with them. Just make sure there's very few players you're rushing back at this point in the season with where they are. Don't put him in until he's 100%. I'm a guy that always was like, if you can play even at 80%, you're playing.
Yeah.
Don't do that to him against Anaheim. take some time and make sure that guy's got a long career of 30 minute nights ahead of him. So let's just let him chill.
Fair enough. Does that make you change your minds, gentlemen? Does anybody want to pick Anaheim?
Stop it. Okay. All right. Beat it.
All right, York. Yeah, I want to keep you from your big pickleball match. And Bob, you got some furniture to move. So, gentlemen, yep. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
See you guys.
See you, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.